This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Rising costs and a shortage of workers has left many child care facilities on the brink of closure. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on a legislative proposal to address the problem.
The bill would direct nearly $13 million in federal and state funds to several areas, like increasing child care slots and boosting salaries for some early child care workers. Mary Alice Cohen of the state's Office of Early Child Care says a third of child care workers get public assistance money.
Our child care professionals make an average of about $13.50 an hour.
If passed, the bill would provide grants to pay for courses and loan forgiveness in an effort to recruit and retain workers. Other grants would provide a child care stipend to families. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University says it won't require students to get COVID-19 vaccines for the upcoming semester. CMU is creating a plan for the fall. University Vice President John Marshall.
I think it's clear that we're going to start to see a much more normal experience over the summer in preparation for a fully in-person experience this fall.
The number of applications from tenants and landlords seeking rental assistance because of the pandemic continues to grow. Numbers from the Division of Housing show more than 3,000 people applied as of last week, asking for more than $23 million. The state has approved nearly 2,000 applications last week, releasing about $6.5 million. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.